We're speaking with Rich Nelson today. He is the chief strategist for Allendale. And you guys have a pretty important survey going on right now. Tell us a little bit about that, Rich.
You know, so for about 25 years, we've had an annual survey across the nation as far as producers. And what we do is we spend 2 weeks surveying producers on corn, soybeans, and wheat acreage across the nation in order to come up with some numbers, which we hope will give us about a two-week advance notice in front of USDA's own survey, which is released on the 31st of this month.
So what are you hoping to capture from the survey?
So we capture, two very different points. Number one, of course, is the acreage numbers as a whole. So we do expect to see a whole U.S. corn, soybean, as well as wheat acreage number from this survey. The second piece of information is also quite interesting, and this is released to people who help us out with the survey, producers, and we also ask them how much old crop as well as new crop sales they have online as well. So we hope to get a pertinent information for not just new crop information, but also the status of old crop supplies.
How is the survey conducted?
So we do everything from phone surveys, so directly with producers, or producers can also go online at Allendale's website, which is Allendale, then a hyphen, INC.com. So Allendale-INC.com. Either way works just fine for us.
So this would be beneficial for producers to obviously participate in the survey.
This certainly does. And what producers get as far as a benefit is, number one, they get the results of the survey emailed directly to them. For instance, this two-week survey goes through the 13th. We'll release results on the morning of Wednesday the 18th. And producers will have this in their email box or, in fact, call directly to them the results of the survey in advance of the other groups here as well.
Well, switching lanes just a little bit, since you are pretty good at strategy, what do you think the coronavirus is doing to the markets right now?
You know, obviously it's been a big issue this past month. One thing of note, which has changed in recent days, though, is the fact that various government agencies in both the U.S. as well as across the world are going to take notice and also maybe take some advanced preparation for this to help solve some of the, or cushion some of the economic downturn. So in terms of this issue, we're certainly saying that this market has taken a good hit in recent weeks. What we would suggest, though, is due to these actions from the Federal Reserve, OPEC, as well as these other EU-based central banks, that perhaps we're now cushioning, if not over with, the potential price impact for U.S. agriculture.
Because the markets have really taken a beating these past couple of weeks.
They certainly have. In fact, we saw about a 15% drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average during this period of time. Also, certainly, we all know about these good declines on corn, soybeans, as well as wheat prices in reaction. We do expect that perhaps this artificial pressure for us on the grains might be easing up now. In fact, we suggest that corn's economic value is just within about 5 cents over here. Of course, 5 cents a little higher there.
Well, hopefully with the new trade agreements, do you think that's going to have a positive impact on the markets?
Actually, we certainly do. We do believe that the Phase 1 trade deal will be enacted and will be fully met. The question we have is really about the when of this buying as far as when it could happen, as well as the quantities at that initial stage. So the Phase 1 deal is being confirmed. We already have confirmed sorghum exports, which will continue these next few weeks. The question we're all waiting is the big kahuna, which will be soybean buys. At this point in time, Sonny Perdue suggests spring or summer. So perhaps in maybe 4 to 6 weeks from now, the big numbers might show up.